Here is this week's Hudson Valley Congressional Report from WGXC from Philip Grant and myself, Tom Rowe, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives of the Hudson Valley in Congress and the candidates who want to replace them. Current Democrat Representatives Antonio Delgado, Paul Tonko, and Sean Maloney vote with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik voted with Biden's positions 18% of the time.
Murray Thompson reports in the Post Star that on April 4th, Ezra Watson dropped his Democratic election bid for the 21st Congressional District after failing to collect enough signatures on nominating petitions to get on the ballot. That leaves two Democrats attempting to unseat Republican Elise Stefanik. Another Democrat, Bertie Farrell, dropped out of the race in February. But Watson said he will attempt to run in the general election as an independent. He said in a telephone interview on April 4th, and I quote, "I've had Republicans that wanted to sign my Democratic nominating petition. Strange enough. It's the way I'm going to proceed," end quote. That made the Stefanik camp happy. Alex DeGrasse, senior advisor to Stefanik, said, and I quote, "We welcome self-declared socialist Ezra Watson to the race as an independent," end quote. But it will be harder for Watson. Just 1,250 valid signatures of members of the party are required to get on the primary ballot. But to run as an independent, 3,500 valid signatures are required. Meanwhile, in the 19th Congressional District, Mid-Hudson News reports that Representative Antonio Delgado filed petitions with 11,131 signatures on April 4th to run for re-election. Republican Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro is also running in that election. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Colin Schmidt, the Republican and conservative candidate for New York's 18th Congressional District, April 4th, filed designating petitions with the State Board of Elections. He will face incumbent Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney in the November election. Schmidt filed 6,188 signatures, five times the required number for a spot on the Republican ballot line. He submitted 1,445 signatures, three times the required number for Conservative Party access. He currently serves as a state assembly member representing portions of Orange and Rockland counties. The new 18th Congressional District, if it withstands a court challenge, will represent portions of Dutchess, Orange, Ulster, Putnam, and Westchester counties. The State Board of Elections has declared that the March 31st order of the State Supreme Court, which determined the 2022 Congressional Senate and Assembly lines to be unconstitutional, has been stayed pending appeal. That means the filing period for candidates' petitions will remain in place from April 4th to April 7th. Plus, all other deadlines set by law are still in effect pending further court action. Schmidt vowed to fight for residents of the Hudson Valley if elected to the House of Representatives. You can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that the state's upcoming primary elections will proceed as scheduled, an appellate judge ruled April 8th. In addition, the maps defining new congressional, Senate, and Assembly districts will stay in place for the next several weeks until the next phase of the legal challenge to the state's redistricting process is adjudicated. State Supreme Court Appellate Division Justice Stephen Lindley on April 8th issued a stay to allow New York candidates to continue to canvass, keeping the current general primary election scheduled for June 28th. The State Board of Elections deadline for filing petitions is April 11th. A judge with the 4th Department of the state's Appellate Division is expected to issue a decision on the appeal on April 20th. Steuben County Supreme Court Justice Patrick McAllister on March 31st struck down the new maps drawn by the legislature after finding that lawmakers failed to comply with the state constitution and amendments that established the Independent Redistricting Commission in 2014. The legislature and state task force on demographic research and reapportionment could immediately start redrawing the new elective district maps or take no action before then, and possibly be at the mercy of maps crafted by a neutral expert chosen by McAllister if the defendants lose their Court of Appeals challenge this month. Former Congressperson John Faso has accused Democrats of gerrymandering and advocated for the maps to be overturned since they were first drafted in February. Quote, "We are pleased with the decision today, partially lifting the stay," unquote, Faso said in a statement April 8th. Quote, this will allow Judge McAllister to appoint a special master to redraw the congressional districts in a fair and nonpartisan way, as called for in the New York State Constitution. Ultimately, the decision will rest with the New York State Court of Appeals, but we're encouraged that the direct language in the Constitution prohibiting partisan gerrymandering will guide their ruling, unquote. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that on April 8th, Representative Antonio Delgado signed on to a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asking to prioritize legislation to suspend the gas tax. Quote, as New Yorkers continue to feel the strain of higher prices at the pump and on their home heating bills, we must use every tool available to lower these costs, unquote, said Delgado. Quote, that's why I'm calling on Congress to immediately consider legislation to suspend the federal gas tax and take other steps to lower energy prices, unquote. The same day, New York State announced a gas tax holiday beginning this summer. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Kevin Fry reports at Spectrum News about the earmarks Hudson Valley members of Congress put into the $1.5 trillion federal budget for local projects. Representative Paul Tonko, who represents the 20th Congressional District, crowed about one of the pork projects he secured for the Capital Region. Quote, $3 million in cohos for their reservoir floating solar project. I think that will be an example for the country, unquote, Tonko said. He also mentioned the, quote, $450 million for Reconnect Rural Broadband, $382 million for the Federal Communications Commission, and funding for the Office of Internet Connectivity and Growth established under my Access Broadband Act, unquote. Delgado crowed about $829,594 for broadband projects in the towns of Ghent, Canaan, New Lebanon, and Austerlitz, and $82,000 for the village of Philmont Fire Station. And he also mentioned $75,000 for the Greater Cobleskill Community Center in Schoharie County. Republican Elise Stefanik attempted to brag about projects she got funding, but she voted against the budget, so she won't get credit here. Read more about this story at Spectrum News. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org. This has been the Hudson Valley Congressional Report from wgxc.org.